Now, Jase, we've both seen and been, I think, rather captivated by this Australian documentary, The Curse of the Gothic Symphony. Tell us about the story.
Well, Havergal Brian was this little-known English composer who wrote this huge symphony that required four brass bands and a thunder machine and so forth. And it's infamously, it's cursed. It's hardly ever been performed live as it was intended. And this documentary talks about the group of eccentrics who try and stage this symphony in Brisbane.
Yes. Now, there are Havergal Brian enthusiasts all over the world, small cabals of them. And I must say I found some of their eccentricities quite enchanting.
Yes, I found some of the frightening examples of bad English dentistry rather amusing as well.
Yeah, the composer himself began to think it was cursed. And the Brisbane performance started off with the dream of one man, a fine music enthusiast from 4MBSFM, who dreamed for 28 years of mounting this performance and had got close many times only to see it fall over.
Yes, Gary Thorpe. I found it quite amusing when it got to the point where he was left out of one of the pitching meetings because his colleagues
so depressed about all his
previous... Maybe he was cursed, yeah.
Yeah. The film follows this growing obsession of these enthusiasts to mount a performance of the Gothic. Now, how the hell do you put on a thing of that size, even in Brisbane? I mean, if you've got 600 players on stage, where do you put the audience?
I know.
There are a number of hurdles to be surmounted, and I must say I was more and more drawn in. It's a portrait of collective obsession,
I think. It is. It's a really nice tribute to a group of eccentric dreamers, but there's also room for a bit of fun as well, and tears. So I really like the way that it's kind of got an eccentric leather patches on the arms, musty feel to it, but there's some real pathos here as well.
Yeah, and some great characters. Mm. John Caro, the conductor from the Queensland Youth Orchestra, is one of them, getting rattier and rattier as the elements of the performance haven't quite come together. But it happens. And I also liked Havergal Brian's daughter, now an old Scottish lady who thinks it should be locked away in a box and the key thrown away. A great portrait of collective obsession, on limited release but well worth seeking out. Thanks, Jason. The Curse of the Gothic Symphony is rated G